literally thousands of dollars in commissions. Why pay full commissions? Sell with 1% Realty. Call Scott Simmons at 538-8316.
It's Scott Simmons here with his friend Alex Denny. We're here with the Radio Real Estate Show for this beautiful day in March. What's the date today, Alex? It's the 29th.
2 days left in the month, I think.
Is it really? 29th of March. I can't believe that we're almost through March. I mean, that's unbelievable.
That's a good thing, I think.
So we just sent out a tweet live that we're on the air, so anybody can call in. And the call-in number is 250-931-7999, 999. And today's topic is Alex is a professional carpenter, home builder. So, wow, someone's. Can you make any more noise out there?
Talking about construction, that's what noise is all about, right?
Alex is a professional builder. You've been doing it basically all your life, hey, Alex?
Oh, yeah. You know, typical kid building forts in the woods and. and you know, traded in my, you know, hand saw for a power saw.
Right. And yeah. Now you've just finished a house, hey?
Yeah, it's been a long project and a dream and a combination of everything, really, an experiment. And, you know, we wanted to use some different building materials and try to implement modern methods, but try to be smart about it, too, you know. And to build our own home and as a showpiece, and we've talked about it before, but now that it's done, it really is, you know, it's a great showpiece. And
well, one of the things you used was the IFCs, or ICFs.
ICFs, insulated concrete forms. You know, and there's different versions of ICFs, everything from, you know, the ARX brand, you have the QuadLock brand. Basically, an ICF is the same thing, right? It's a styrofoam or polystyrene, technically, form that you pour concrete inside, so that you don't actually have to peel away any plywood forms when you're complete. It's all-inclusive.
All-inclusive. Now, I had a customer email me the other day thinking about building, and I passed on the email to you because you are the de facto ICF expert on the island. And you can even say that right.
Yeah,
you're the expert because you just built one. See, in 6 months from now,
right,
Someone else will build, then they'll be the expert.
Good. Basically, it's a tough go. It's you know, it's a whole new learning experience, really, Scott. Because one of the main things on Salt Spring here is that the building inspectors aren't familiar with it, or weren't familiar with
you
the
mean
brand.
The CRD building inspectors,
right? CRD building inspectors,
Uli and Daryl,
yeah, the usual guys, and so
the usual suspects of the CRD office. Although I have to admit, they are great to work with.
Sure, and they really know their stuff. But unfortunately, the ICFs, right, They're not in their code book.
They're not.
No, only
for foundations,
for one or two courses, which gives you, you know, your minimum height out of the ground.
Right.
As soon as you go 4 feet out of the ground, or 6 feet out of the ground, doesn't matter, or 8 feet high, like we did, 8 foot high walls.
Oh, it has to be engineered, then.
It has to be engineered. So,
did the company supply you with an engineer?
The company gave us the name of an engineer, which was great.
So then you had to pay the engineer to engineer.
Pay the engineer. Luckily, he was, you know, he gave us a flat fee. You know, flat fee, here it is.
What did that cost you?
It was actually inexpensive. That was $500, I thought, was actually quite inexpensive.
So did you just send him digital photos?
Yeah, and thanks to the modern age of technology, you know, photos and
so he never
and
even
all
showed
that
up on site?
No, he didn't actually ever show up on site, but before we poured, he did send his, what they call, field man or field manager.
Oh, really?
And with measuring tapes and notepads and so forth.
The thing is, he knows the product because, right, he's dealt with the company, and so as long as it's done properly, he sends this guy out and they check it.
Right.
I mean, the house is not going to go anywhere. The walls are, what, 8-inch thick concrete, all tied together with rebar and plastic and mesh. And
that's the whole thing about the ICF, is that it is an integral unit.
Yeah.
When you link it all together, it's not going anywhere.
Yeah. So for those that are listening that don't understand what we're talking about now, Alex built his house out of its
ICF.
Now, what does the ICF stand for?
Insulated concrete form.
Okay, basically what that is it's the foam, styrofoam you see, and you put it together, and that creates the walls for your cement to go into.
That's correct.
It's like the foundation, yeah. Instead of having wood forms,
right.
You end up with the styrofoam, and the styrofoam stays there.
Yeah, and that's all about what thermal mass is about, right? So with a stick-framed house, you're warming up the air all the time, and the outside air is always drawing your warm air that you've worked hard and paid dearly for through your walls.
Always surprising how warm drywall is when you feel the drywall.
Yeah. In a stick-framed house, thermal mass is the drywall. Now, if you go away for the weekend or, you know, and you don't leave your heat on and it's maybe late fall or winter or early spring,
right.
And the heat's not on, it could take 2 days to warm that house back up.
Right, because it's not just the air that you're heating up. It's the
objects.
It's the objects.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So with
that's why if you open the window and allow some fresh air in your house, the whole house doesn't cool off instantly. Like, as soon as you close the windows, it comes back up to temperature. The air can change rapidly.
Right, and that's what thermal mass is. Once your house is warm, and we're talking about the walls, the ceilings, the floors, and even our floors are concrete, right? So they've absorbed all the heat, and they've maintained the heat. And that's the difference between what thermal mass is and thermal bridging. So thermal bridging is, in a stick-framed home, you have your warm air inside, your cold air outside. That cold air is just constantly trying to draw that warm air right through your house. Yeah, so a solid surface, so like a stud, 2x6 or 2x4 wall, exterior walls are 2x6 by code, with your siding and your plywood and your rain screen and your drywall, even still, you've got a solid connection between the inside of your house and the outside, multiplied by square feet, in fact, by the time you add up the square area of all the studs. So in the long term, you know, a wall that's 12 inches thick instead of 6 theoretically uses less energy to maintain the temperature inside the house.
Right.
And another thing about...
But how much, you know, the walls... My theory is, though, see, this is
okay.
Where I beg to differ.
Okay.
I mean, because when I was in the hot tub industry, right, I'd hear all these arguments about how thick the foam had to be. And
right.
Once you reach a certain point with R values, there's a point of diminishing return.
Correct.
Like, once you get over R10 or something, then it drops down. Like, even if you're at R15 or R20, it doesn't really make a huge difference, not in our climate. I mean, that's like with the, you know, the thing is, you know, someone's really worried about the insulation in their walls, and yet they'll have these massive picture windows. And I was surprised mm-hmm. when you shop for windows and go to, like, there's about 10 or 15 different window manufacturers between the Lower Mainland and Vancouver Island.
Right.
And I've been to most of them. None of them want to tell you what the R value of the windows are, because it's so low.
So like, low. It's maybe 1 or slightly over 1 if it's a double pane.
Double pane windows, yeah, generally 2, R2, from what I've gathered.
Maybe R2 is a good day.
Yeah, and then if you have argon gas,
yeah,
and you buy
right.
the best you can get.
Maybe 2.5 or something.
Yeah, or even, that's
yeah,
what they
maybe
say.
Three.
Yeah, 3, yeah. Yeah. So, but you know, so there you have this window with, you know, low R... And just hang on a second here, listeners. I'm just going to yell at this guy. See if he can make any more noise. I got finished. I think he's finished now. He's leaving.
One somebody's loading a truck right out front of the window, right at the studio here. So
right downtown,
competing with
right in the middle of our
downtown
CFSI radio station here at Merchant News on Salt Spring Island. They happen to be unloading a truck, and it's got one of those power tailgates. And the guy had to bang the power tailgate
just
25 times because, you know, maybe he doesn't like me. Maybe he doesn't like 1%
hey,
realty.
Scott, why don't you just send him a bill? I know. He can buy us lunch.
You know, I saw that big, I won't say what company's real estate sticker on the side of the truck. I wonder if that had anything to do with it.
I don't think we're allowed to talk politics.
No, that's right. We don't talk politics. But see, that's my point is that, you know, you build this house with these immense R values. Like
right.
That's why we have 2x6 walls instead of 2x4 walls.
Yeah.
2x4 is structurally okay to even go 3 stories,
correct.
I believe.
Yeah.
It's the R value we're trying to gain.
Correct.
The thing is, with the R value going up, you still have that window that's like an R2. Like, if it's a like you can build a brand new home without argon-filled windows, just double-pane windows.
Actually, code now, I believe they've changed it.
Did they?
With this whole HST thing. Now, you used to be able to be, you know, double-pane windows used to be tax-free.
Right.
Right. That would be the PST.
Right.
Right. Exempt.
Right.
Unfortunately, now, with the HST, you don't get the savings. Now, as far as I understand, you can't even get a non-argon filled window anymore unless you special order it.
Really?
But
what are you saying?
The argon fill. So what they're trying to say is to people is you've got to have it all. You've got to have the argon filled gas.
It doesn't drive the price of the windows that much.
No,
it's a bit of a scam. I mean, the argon is so cheap for
maybe $25 a window or something.
Yeah, I mean, they buy it by the huge big tanker car full and they give a little shot in there to purge out the air.
I mean,
it's not. The only problem I have with the argon windows is how do you tell if the argon's gone and it's leaked out?
Well, you'd have the same problem as you would with a regular double pane unit.
With the smoked on the inside.
When you start seeing. Long. So for homeowners out there,
moisture lines.
You've lived in your home all winter long, and you're cooking inside and you're showering, you're creating moisture inside, and you're wondering why there's this moisture in your window or on your window, but in fact it's in the window.
Yeah,
that's a sign that the seal has gone.
Yeah.
And it's not functioning as it should anymore.
You know what I do when I have customers selling and that happens on their house is I get them. Well, Dennis is retired, but I get them to call what's his name?
One of the local glass companies.
Yeah.
There's Troy.
Troy at Kappa
Guy Glass. Yeah.
And Troy is a glazier, fully certified, interprovincial glazier.
Correct. Yeah.
And he'll come out and he'll actually just. They don't need to replace all. They just pull
the
out.
Frames. No, the frame
the
stays
frame
there.
The frame stays. Yeah. He just changes the glass, and it's surprisingly cheap to change out the windows.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Like, especially if you see them smoked and steamed. I mean, it doesn't really cost much. It's $100 per window, basically, or around
that. Plus, now, you have the low E added glass. So if you have a house that has a south-facing area, north-facing windows. Really, you don't need the low E. It's basically like sunglasses for windows.
Right.
It's always the same argument, right? Okay, now you want to gain solar radiation.
You realize from after the show, I tape all these shows and I put them on my website. And what I do is I put a little caption of what the show's about. Like here, we've already covered like three topics. So I'm going to have a hard time writing. The biography of the captions will have to be like about 45 sentences long because it's changed.
Yeah, when Scott and Alex get together and start chatting, anything can happen.
But you know, generally we're trying to talk about home, and it's interesting about the, because I never thought about that e-glazing. Hey?
Yeah, now if you have a south-facing home,
right.
And in the summer, oh my God, it's so hot in my kitchen or my dining or my living room. I can't, the house is so hot during the summer.
How do UV rays come in? And
how can I cool it down? In a sense, it's the energy from the sun that you want to warm your house, but it's the same opposite effect in wintertime. You're losing energy through your windows.
Right.
So, if you have a low E window, and even if it's wintertime, it's holding more heat in your house because it's actually reflecting or refracting the, I guess it would be reflecting.
Reflecting.
Refracting would be for light. The heat, the energy back into your house.
So you can get the low E on top of the argon gas.
Correct. Yeah, the argon gas would be in the center cavity between your windows.
The low E's on the outside.
Yeah, it's like windows with sunglasses, right?
Right. It makes a lot of sense. You know, that's what we should talk to Gary about doing that in the studio. These windows south-facing on here are, well, actually, I guess they're almost west-facing.
They might even all be single-glazed.
No, I think they're doubles.
Maybe.
But they're, that's a problem. The life expectancy of the actual, like, there's no argon in that. And if they had the low E on the outside, then it would stay cool in here. I mean, you see it on commercial buildings all the time, and they just look like these big mirrors.
Yeah, it's hard. You're walking by a restaurant, that doesn't even look like it's open, right? And then you put your face up to the window. Oh, wait, hey, there are actually people in there. And then you walk in and you realize, oh, wow, it's actually a pleasant temperature in here. It's not too hot, you know.
Right. It makes a lot of sense. And it also saves your furniture and it saves
paintings.
Your flooring. Because the UV light plays havoc with that stuff. I have a house listed right now and you can see where the floor, where the carpets were because the light just bleaches everything else.
Oh, yeah. And if you have expensive painting or art of any kind,
You definitely don't want to have it opposite a regular window.
Because
it'll burn out all the colors.
Oh, yeah.
You know, so but low-E argon windows, well, that's what they're designed to do, is to help protect, you know.
But still, my point is the windows are still the big hole in the wall.
True.
I mean, you know, as far as heat loss. You know when I, like after, I mean, I'm hooked on real estate. People always say, you know, what do you do for your hobbies? It's like, well, I enjoy going to home shows, or I enjoy
staging.
I mean, you know, I mean, the houses, like real estate is not just about, it's about the whole mechanism, how they're put together.
Well, you've got to include the people, too.
Yeah, an interesting thing about the, like I was doing some research about windows, because it's kind of like these, one of these things that, you know, it always comes up. Like, you know, what's the R value? Is that a 2x6 wall, 2x4 wall? But really, if homeowners want to make a big impact on their heating bill, the one thing I'd highly recommend is insulated, really thick curtains. You know, curtains can make a massive difference.
Oh, yeah.
Because if you have, especially if you have fairly long curtains that go down and actually seal the window well, like, you know, there's kind of the window well right there, or the frame. It's
inset. If they're fitted, if they're like a fabric curtain, not a metal one.
Yeah, fabric, and they like
fits
a
right
heavy
inside.
Fabric.
Sure.
Like in our one house, June and I made polar fleece, really snazzy looking polar fleece curtains. And they were just incredible. You know, at night, you know, you're trying to keep the heat in, so you draw the curtains, close it, because there's no light outside, and it's amazing how that can affect
heating costs. Actually, my first house, we made, because we were from the boating world, we made canvas curtains, Roman style. They just roll up. And Scott, too, and what happens, too, is it's the opposite in the summer.
Right.
They're 100% effective in summer as they are in winter. So
I mean, that's the thing. If you have all these south-facing windows, it's a curse in the summer, because you die of heat exhaustion.
Sure. So what you
overheat your house.
Yeah. Open up all the windows at night in the summer.
Right.
Let all the heat out of your house.
Right.
Let it cool down. Then, in the morning, close it up.
Yeah.
Close the windows and put the curtains down.
See, when I lived in Europe, the Europeans were really good on venting off their houses every day. All Europeans, you know, just know that every day they'd get up and they open the windows, allow fresh air in. Here, it's surprising how, you know, a lot of people just, you know, they never open their windows in their house. You know, Europeans, most Europeans, it's like a daily ritual.
It's in their culture, I think.
Yeah, you open the windows, you take your bedding, hang it out, air it all out, and they get the moisture out, they get the air changed out, they dry it out.
Well, now